You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Earlier this month, authorities announced the Shedd Aquarium, the Adler Planetarium, and the Art Institute of Chicago would be closed tomorrow through Monday because of their close proximity to this weekend's NATO summit and its expected influx of protesters. For the Planetarium and Art Institute, it means some exhibitions would not be seen for a few days, and no doubt it has an impact on their bottom line. But for the Shedd Aquarium, this announcement had more significant implications. What might happen to the animals? So, veterinarians and other key staff have planned a sleepover at Shedd. Starting tonight through Monday, they are locking themselves inside, one assumes, with sleeping bags and sack lunches nearby. Among them, biologist and animal behaviorist Ken Ramirez. He's executive vice president of animal care and animal training at the Shedd Aquarium, and he joins us now. Ken, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So how many staff will be, in essence, sleeping with the fishes?
Well, I approximately 55 to 60 of us will be here over the weekend at different points. I think the biggest bulk will arrive tomorrow morning and be here through the weekend. I'm already here and am here for the duration until Monday night. But we always have probably a dozen of us that are here around the clock anyway. So we are a 24-hour operation. But we will go from 12 people to about 60 starting this evening and tomorrow.
I don't exactly remember hotel rooms on the premises of the Shedd Aquarium.
No.
So where are 55 to 60 people going to sleep?
All over the place. We actually, for medical emergencies, animal reasons, there are times when we have to stay overnight. And I personally have a sleeping bag and a camping mattress that is always under my desk. And I'm actually going to sleep right here in my office right next to the phone where I can get where people can access me if they need to. Other staff will pick favorite locations, whether that be in the galleries around some of the fish areas, our wild reef where the sharks are, the oceanarium where the dolphins are. We have a lot of carpeted areas, and I think some people will pick places based on their own comfort temperature-wise. Our exhibits are designed to replicate temperatures for the animals. So if you like sleeping in cool, cold, crisp weather, you might sleep in the oceanarium. But if you like the warmer, more humid climate, you might want to sleep in the Amazon. And so each staff member will pick their favorite nook and cranny. They also will probably make those decisions based on whether they prefer it to be pitch black and dark or whether they like a little bit more moonlight. And thus they would pick an area that suits their sleeping preferences. So I think we'll find people scattered everywhere. We have some of our education classrooms that will be utilized for sleeping. We have office areas that will be utilized for sleeping. So I don't think you'll find any group of people in any one particular location. I think we'll be tucked in the corners and crannies of the building in areas that make us most comfortable.
When families who care for fish go on vacation, you know, sometimes they'll leave behind enough food in the tank to last a few days. I assume that's not something you can do.
No, that's not what we would do. I mean, certainly there are always certain species of animals that only eat every 2 or 3 days. But many of the animals here at Shedd, we have birds, we have mammals. Those are animals that need to be fed every single day. And the reality is, you would not want to find yourself in a situation where there was a medical emergency or a birth taking place or some other thing that would require extra staff to come in, but then find that they were prevented or slowed down from getting here due to traffic closures and campus closures. And so we decided that the best way to be safe is to have our full crew that needs to be here for any kind of emergency and any typical everyday activity just camp out here and be here for the weekend. And so most of us are staying through the full 3-4 days.
And in fact, a birth is a possibility, right?
It absolutely is. One of our dolphins is pregnant, and her due date is really middle of May through middle of June. There's about a 4-week window there, and we're right in the middle of that window of opportunity. And so there's every possibility that the birth could happen over the weekend. And so we've got enough staff members here, all of us who are responsible for the delivery of that calf are going to be here so that if she were to go into labor, we don't have to worry about trying to fight the traffic and get through.
And this is Piquet, a white-sided dolphin, am I correct?
Yes, her name is Piquet, and she is a Pacific white-sided dolphin, and she is 12 months pregnant now, so she's ready to give birth any day.
I don't recall Pacific white-sided dolphins I don't remember seeing many of them at aquariums. Is that pretty
rare? They are not common. There's not very many places that you can see that particular species of dolphin. Shedd is one of only three facilities in the United States that house this particular breed, and so it's a very unique birth and one that we are monitoring very, very closely. In fact, whether or not NATO was taking place in our area or not, we would have staff here round the clock anyway. All that we're doing is increasing the numbers so that we can take care of the birth should it happen.
I understand you also have a beluga whale named Mayak, who's also pregnant.
She is due, but she's not due until the fall, so it's unlikely that anything would come up this weekend that would require our care for her. But yes, she is due as well. But we also have a lot of other animals that are being cared for. The reality is that we have 32,000 animals here at Shedd. All of them need care at various times, and so we will have staff here taking care of our jellies and our seahorses and our sharks and all of the other animals that are living here at Shedd. We will have a full crew here taking care of them.
I imagine that care means more than just tossing food their way.
Absolutely. It's everything from food preparation and feeding to training to cleaning of habitats to medical care. We have expertise and personnel in all of those areas who are planning to be here through the weekend.
You've been with the Shedd Aquarium since 1989. Has there been a situation like this before where the aquarium was in essence ordered, you got to close down due to security concerns?
Not for security reasons. Oh, that's not true. We did close for a day or two right after 9/11. There were a lot of concerns about downtown Chicago, and so we closed then. We've also closed for weather concerns during the blizzard last year, and because Lakeshore Drive was closed, we had to close down for a couple of days. And so there actually have been instances where we have done this before. And we are actually so used to, we love being in downtown Chicago, but the reality of being in downtown Chicago is we deal with marathons, we deal with Bears games on the campus, we deal with lots of different things that end up impacting traffic and 4th of July fireworks, Taste of Chicago. All of those things end up making entrance to our area difficult at certain times of the day. And we always implement this very same kind of procedure if we know that there's a possibility that we might have difficulty getting in. We often will have extra people who will actually stay the night just to make it easier for us should there be a medical emergency or an emergency of some kind. And so although what we're doing this weekend is unusual, it's not unheard of, and probably the only big difference is the number of days. It's a fairly lengthy period of time, considering that it's over a 3-4 day period, Friday through Monday.
Ken Ramirez is a biologist and animal behaviorist and executive vice president of animal care and animal training at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. Ken, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Enjoy your sleepover.
Oh, I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And you can see high-resolution photos of Mayak, the beluga whale, and Piquet, the dolphin, as well as ultrasound images and videos. It's all on our website, will.illinois.edu.